Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. I haven't been on the air in forever. How is everybody? My 132 views. I lost my views because I wasn't consistent and I got sick. And I talked about doobies too much. Today, I'm going to read my crying plea for America, because I think that's all that we can do now. This upcoming election will put us in tyrannical rule no matter who gets president, if it's Hillary or Trump. Either one will put us in tyrannical rule. What do I mean by tyrannical rule? I'm going to read my 8-page pamphlet written by Fire Moth Spirit Warrior, me, July 2015. My crying plea for America. When I first decided to write this pamphlet, someone suggested that I interview other Americans, get their take on how they feel about these subjects, to do with my crying plea for America. But then I guess I would be changing the name to Our Crying Plea for America. Wow, that has a much more powerful ring to it, doesn't it? I keep hearing of many leaving America because maybe we have to be prepared for it to get that bad. I sit and pray and watch and hope, and it seems that deep down, I really am a diehard American. This is my home, and I want it to be a home for my son. He wants to stay, and he likes America. This is our home. This is where we live, by choice. However, what do we do if things do not really get better, but worse? For some, what do we do when people have given up hope in America and they leave America? What do those of us do that do not have a choice but to stay and endure what may get worse and worse quicker? Then we take a look at what is being shoved down our throat daily just through advertisements and media, or the fast rate of pollution, or this book is my crying plea for America. How easy would it be for another American to get mad if I ask them to look at this and see what they feel about these subjects? There is a good chance that we will not even come close to having the same beliefs. Therefore, that is America. Good, fine, and true independent freedom. Is that what is going on still in America? Good, fine, and true independent freedom? Is Obamacare called Freedom Care? No. Is NSA spying called freedom watching? No. Is police states and deals made in courts of laws called freedom fighting? No. I want my independent freedom back now. Do not you? I want to walk out my front door and feel proud to hang an American flag that really represents the home of the free and the brave. How are we free anymore? Because you can watch what you want. There's X-rated or R-rated or triple XR-rated. So you can dumb your mind down and die in a sort of type of holocaust of chemtrails, vaccines, pesticides, herbicides, hormones-laced foods, poison at best, mercury, overdoses, water too bad to drink. My children are sick. Why am I sick? The government is poisoning us. Stand up for what you believe in. Either leave the country or save yourself, or stand up for what you believe in. What has happened to American society is that we allow too much influence by the entertainment industry and media also. Every time we allow ourselves to feed into the multi-trillion dollar industry, we're being a part of what went wrong with American society. This does not mean we should not be able to enjoy movies and shows. It just means where do we place these movie and television stars to splash the screen, the grocery aisle, and billboards. It does not seem we really have a choice in the matter, but to have it in our face constantly is not a freedom of choice. My crying plea for America is that the rich movie stars who live in their huge mansions would get together and write a check and solve the hunger in America. When you know people moving out of the country that were born and raised in America, you know something is wrong. If you live in one of the communities where you see many empty houses or many houses for sale, we have failed as a society by our government. We have been failed as a society by our government. I do not understand how any country could let it get this bad for its majority of people when so many people have lost jobs, homes, families over the economic crisis in many parts of the country. Most people just keep trucking on, and many may never share their hardships with anyone because of the humiliation that comes along with losing a job, home, or family over these things. Where did all the jobs go? Where was the promise that almost every generation was given and only a few were able to snag on to? People are not useless and nothing. We are something, and we can work. But we are told to go to work anywhere we can, and it costs more to work because we have to put children in daycare to go to work or just simply have a car insured and put gas into it to get to work. The person will have barely made ends meet. If it is not, well, over minimum wage. This does not mean hand people work, but at least offer them work after you yank a good portion of marketable goods out of the country. Remarkable and made goods by the hands of people in any particular state. Would this have not been a great time to integrate renewable energy jobs to people when, say, you pulled many automotive industries out of Michigan? Obviously, we needed to do something because we did pollute most of Michigan in one capacity or another. What about the farmers and what has really badly been happening to them? Since the 1980s and sooner, the cost of items produced, the stress put upon farmers to go corporate, the yields to be demanded or not paid for well, farmers then being forced to sell their farmland little by little by little. Where was the protection for the farmers? Never was there protection for the farmers. And to this day, many struggle because of what they have been allowed to go on repeatedly to them as a group of workers. How could any good government that cares about good food production for its people let this happen to farmers all over America? My heart cries out to what happened to all the farmers through the generations in this country, how their lands for some were virtually shredded from them, the pride in a once thriving industry, farming. So do we just throw everyone out of their houses in Michigan and other states because all the work was taken and no one can find decent work, and then you just put them on unemployment or disability? No industrialization was not the answer in helping keep Michigan beautiful, but just yanking all work from under people's noses is another issue. With nothing to fall back on or switch over to environmental energy to sustain the state or some other form of manufacturing that is less stress on the environment. No, that is not what happened. Many people had to leave the state of Michigan between the years of 2005 and now. But I guess many, and I mean many, earn copious amounts of oil here in good old Michigan that run our state. Those that run the state must want to be the only people who are capable of staying in the state of Michigan. We cannot sustain as a country at the rate we are going. Any government that perpetuates poverty, perpetuates criminality and victimization within society, upon people by institutions of sorts. We have failed as a people by our government. How many times have we heard promises by politicians that there would be an end to war and an end to lack of work for citizens of America? I have witnessed firsthand the majority of modern-day attorneys have sold their soul, on a conscious level or not, to local and national court systems just to make some money and do the dance with the laws upon laws that no one can even get help, true help, if a victim of circumstance. What is that? Well, unless they have endless flows of money, I guess you can just do about anything. Wow, I bet Abraham Lincoln and earlier true attorneys would be so proud as they see the state of functioning within the judicial systems. Bargain here, bargain there, we will bend over next, who will bend over next and take it in the dot, dot, dot. Oh yes, you can totally get off on heinous acts of most crimes if you can pay out of your blankety blank blank, dot, dot, dot. That is not meant to offend, dot, dot, dot. I will delete this later, dot, 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 just sharing my true feelings. But I didn't delete it. But instead, it is exactly the opposite. Over 20 years has been the worst, and people are moving out of America on a regular basis while we are being flooded by southern country immigrants. This is fine by all rights. I feel that all should be able to move wherever they damn well please in the world without a whole bunch of fanfare. But when you have been humiliated by trying repeatedly to integrate back into American society, American workforce, or just life, to only find out it is getting worse, I suppose another country looks appealing rather quickly at this point in 2015. When you are penalized for not having health insurance, there is a serious problem with any particular political infrastructure within any modern country. America is modern, correct? So why do we try to justify what goes on here, which is crooked government and crooked business, by the justification of comparing it to a third world country, to those who refute the modern political agenda? This is ludicrous to compare a third world country to America, but what we do need to see is the truth. The truth is that our country is going under a form of tyrannical rule in a modern way. We have spy devices that have already been seen and talked about, tapping of phones and computer that people own, tracking devices on streets, cars, and cell phones. What is next? A soldier permanently standing in our living room? Okay, we are advanced and modern, but way behind in renewable energy usage. Do we know why? It is not because it does not work or that we are worried about wind turbines killing migrating birds, who do not fly into wind turbines very often, if at all, in the whole scheme of things. It is a matter of sorting through lying political agendas. There is always photovoltaic if you are worried about the birds. But if you are all of a sudden worried about birds flying into wind turbines, you might want to recap on all of the oil spills across the world and what that killed in the animal kingdom. Do not even get me started on animal habitats that are still constantly raped by industrialization at an alarming rate. While thousands of families who run the world and own oil and other natural resources have groups that bitch and complain about the downfall of renewable energy because of all their money is in oil and other natural resources. Yes, wind, water, and solar energy is a huge threat then. We have systematically allowed the rich people to conjure to conquer and rule the world and keep it. I have no idea until I was in and out of the church for many years. Many Christians are in the natural resources. Maybe they have funds, stocks, or bonds in those resources. I do not know this. If we do not change, I do know this. If we do not change as a country, and our church for that matter, very quickly, to adapt to the use of renewable energy, make it easier for consumers to attain renewable energy sources, this will be one of the major reasons we perish as a modern society. How embarrassing. We would rather be gas-guzzling and ravaging oil-consuming citizens guided by the government, all at the hands of our government, who are paid copious amounts to be our leaders. Have you ever tried to communicate with one of your leaders in the government? They sit up in their offices, and you can try and call the government, wait on the phone, and be told to write a letter of your concerns to your officials. How long does it take for the letter to hit the shredder while he or she gets ready for their government office to make a trip to the Caribbean while we are still here in America breathing our industrial polluted air and eating food from our industrial poisoned land and water? Give me some more gas. Give me some more oil. Give me some more coal. Then be told by your doctor who just got back from the Caribbean that you are sick because of how badly you take care of yourself. That might be maybe 50% truth. In my opinion, the human body, if given fresh, clean air, food, water, and earth, can fight virtually anything and rise above almost any illness. But we have systematically allowed the pollution. We really fell for the getting somewhere faster route, making things faster route, getting things we want faster route. So here we are, sick, controlled by political agenda, and do not even know it, and hate people that are so ungrateful, like myself, for all the millions of modern luxuries in America. These supposed luxuries are going to kill us in the end. People are not leaving because they seek more advancement and luxuries, but just the simplicity of living that some of us may never know if we continue to support and not stand up for what we believe in America. We can be hurting and down and still stand up for what we believe in. Just because you may have to be an assistant, be on assistance, does not mean your voice is null and void. We do not deserve to live lowly. If it could have been prevented by alternative political agendas and different treatment to the less advantaged, many political figures have property in other countries. Everything we are ever told is generally a lie. Then we watch some television to be lied to some more. That is why people are leaving this country. Many of them were born and raised in America. Crime. Why is there so much crime? Well, when a society is not taken care of properly, people get desperate, become bitter, and believe nothing is good or right anymore. Crime is also perpetuated by bad government. When your own government makes deals with thousand-year-old cartels to perpetuate crime, drugs, violence, and use of people for sex slavery and underground, every 2 minutes, a woman or child is grabbed worldwide from the enslavement of sex slavery. There's a huge problem. When this is not at the forefront of society to solve the problem, you know your government is crooked. When more people are not concerned with this problem within society, you should feel frightful because it is right under your nose. The routes of the cartel cut right through your own country, and it is done in hotels, invisible locales. Are you aware? Do you even care? When a judicial system punishes victims of crimes, punishes them with making false police reports or false victim reports, you should not trust your government around your sons and your daughters. If their truth is not heard, whose will be? may not seem I love my country, I do love my country, and I encourage all evil citizens to stand up in either writing or voice to speak what you know and how you want it eradicated now. You want a pure government and a pure society that has not been tainted by crooked business and crooked government. You want a pure society to raise your sons and daughters. It is that simple. My crying plea for America. Health. How many allergies do you have? How many do your children have? How many vaccines did you give your children out of fear of media? Are they sick all the time? Do you know what chemtrails do to people and that the U.S. government actually crop dusts certain families and groups of people to make them sick? You do not want to believe in an evil government who is sneaky as hell? I am sorry for you. It is better to go down knowing the truth and speaking the truth than to perish with a crooked government, the crooked society which was created by the government. Well-being? How do you feel regularly? How many pills do you have to go on to straighten out your cognitive confusion? No sleep, stress, or strain? Well, it could be very strongly influenced by airplane chemtrails. A doctor preaching and studying on such matters came up dead some years back. He knew the government was systematically removing certain people from the earth from simply poisoning them. This can be done through pills, pollution, bioweaponry, as we would call it, bad water, polluted earth. Spiritually. How do you feel about God? Do you have any peace whatsoever? Are you angry with God with what you see? Do not blame God. Blame ourselves for allowing our government in America to become this big. The church is so big you could fit small cities inside some of their cathedrals of God. Is that what God really wanted? To cut down more trees and pour more concrete out for parking spaces at the church where it is only filled twice a year? How many more churches have to close down and then have new ones rebuilt? Why is there not a law that says if you're going to start a church, you have to pay for a pre-existing church that is sitting empty? Oh, they have attendance. 10 people in a small cathedral for service. Do I sound cynical or is it the truth? Financially, poor and more poor people stuck here unwillingly. The more financially better off are leaving America and people coming here for a better life, believe the lie of a better life, nothing from our cost of living to the cost of food to the percent of wage someone makes even adds up or pans out, so to speak. It is all crooked and perverse because it is a lie and it keeps people feeling bad about their self-esteem and how they are and how they may or may not have to live. Over $16+ trillion in debt. Need I state more? Trillions of dollars, that is more than a small room of $100 bills stacked in neat little rows. Do you think we can just blame the citizens or pour that burden on the working class man's shoulders? Well, that is what your government has done for you. Pour the heaping disasters upon the poor working man's shoulders, raising the cost of living, making food a necessity and burden to purchase. Do not think for one moment that the government cares about you as a person or the well-being of you and your small family or big family. Socially, we are backwards at best, relying more on our cell phones for interaction than our own families. People are numbing out at alarming rates and have no care for others' hardships. On very rare occasions, do you truly see this anymore? Everyone is skeptical of many things because the government has perpetuated this type of thinking by not properly taking care of matters and its people. I do not know what it takes to knock down a too-big-for-their-britches government, but it's better happen soon because we're not even into the thicket of what it will be soon, worse and way worse. Socially, we are isolated at best, and our own mirage of stresses of just being an American anymore. Politically, too much politics, and they all lie and sleep together, I guess. From what I can see of our 30 years, for over 30 years, if you are still voting bipartisan tickets, we will never escape our bipolar government. I do not want to leave my country, as this is where my son desires to stay. I want to change, and I want it now. I think this should be our mantra as a people. When I mean change, I mean politicians taking their rightful position, not so high up, not paid so much, no more swinging us from Democratic to Republican. How can this keep working? Most of us are already on some kind of pill for mood swings. How can you take a nation and put them in a more liberal sense of the word agenda and then swing them back to a conservative-style government? Obviously, the people do not want any more conservative agendas, and I surely agree on this term. But letting everything under the moon slip through the cracks of a society is ludicrous, too, with policies upon policies and bills to cover more government takeover. In closing, please stand up for what you believe in for America. If this is where you have to live, if you do not know what you should stand up for, find out quickly. The next 10 years could be the worst time of America's life and our own if we do not stand up for what we believe in. Please hear my crying plea for America. Stand up for what you believe in quickly. If we just keep doing our same routine and allowing more policies and agendas through the door by politicians, we could very well be looking close to a communist nation soon in a different sense of the word. When everywhere I go or have been for help and our guidance, therapist, a minister, a mentor, there seems to be this huge wave of Buddhism permeating all infrastructures in America. Does anyone know what happened to the original Buddhist nation? So we will call it. Stand up for what you believe in with your voice. It will be heard. Then maybe someone else will hear your voice, and then they can get their voice back. Oh, I cry out to you, O God, that perversions and such will not be removed from this earth, but that simply people will get their voice back. Their voice back about what really matters and how they want their America ran. What happened to the government for the people by the people? Oh, Mother Earth, I give my crying pleas to you. I am sorry for what has happened to you with all the industrialization and pollution. I am sorry no one cared that runs the world, that we selfishly raped your land and were told to take care of you by God. I am sorry we did not do what we were supposed to do, that the church does not even care and says things like, well, Satan will destroy the earth, so we just stand by and accept the whole agenda. Oh, Mother Earth, I pray that you find renewed strength soon to ward off any further industrialization upon your bones. Now they want more and want to dig deeper into your bones to find more resources to burn up on the surface and pollute your air and water even more. I sometimes think I cannot cry no more to watch this for 35 years, and they have been raping you for even longer than that. Oh, I cry out to you, God, and please help me be more conscious of my decisions and things I participate in to glorify you and know I want to change my ways and be a vessel of light for you. Please show me, my brothers and sisters, how to do so and to get your voice back. Say no more pollution, no more glorifying Hollywood, no more glorifying what we want quickly, but that we ask for forgiveness for what we have allowed to happen to your earth, God, the Creator. Please, God, we need help to renew our American society. Oh, God, my crying plea for America in love. Amen. Fire mouth, spirit warrior.